This week marks 8 years since the death of Michael Jackson, and we're going to look back at some of his music now in this week's Here and Now DJ Sessions. Anthony Valadez is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I remember where I was 8 years ago when I heard about the death of Michael Jackson. And I remember the other thing that happened then, which was that all the radio stations just started playing nonstop Michael Jackson. And when you would go to a bar or a club or whatever, they were playing Michael Jackson for weeks and weeks and weeks.
I remember being at the Apple store and hearing some kid kind of mumble to his mother, Michael Jackson died or had a heart attack, and I didn't want to believe it. And I also remember hearing Michael Jackson on the streets, all the cars playing his music really loud. It was definitely a surreal time.
Well, and some people remember him for his later stuff that he did solo. Some people remember him for the things that he was doing with the Jackson 5. We're going to talk about some from all parts of his career today, and let's get to the first one. This is from the Jackson 5. This is the 1969 song, Who's Lovin' You? Such a young and sweet voice there. He was 11 or 12 years old.
And that's the thing that blows me away about little Michael is somebody to belt out that kind of vocal. I mean, had to have had some kind of life experience.
And he was one of the younger brothers in the Jackson 5, but of course he went on to become the most famous. How did he make his mark early on?
You know, I think there was something about him. I'm one of those guys who loves to go through the rabbit hole of YouTube, and I've asked myself that question, and I've always watched their performances. Everything he did, he accented, whether it was a kick, whether it was an ad lib. There was always that thing that Michael had that his brothers just didn't. I mean, shout out to them if they're listening. I'm sure you guys are all great in your own respective fields, but you are no Michael.
Well, and maybe he realized he didn't need them to be a star. This is from 1972. This is from his debut studio album. This is called Got to Be There. Now, this is not one that gets a lot of radio play, Anthony. I can't even really remember this one.
You know, I wanted to sprinkle in some deep cuts because that's the beautiful thing about his legacy is even his deep cuts, his B-sides, his rarities are just as impactful as his hits. This is the song, actually. I'll share this with you. I was very much looking forward to falling in love because of this song. I was about 4 years old. Mm. By the way, way after the fact, just if anybody's trying to figure out my age. But when I heard this song as a kid, I couldn't wait to fall in love. So I had to sprinkle that in there as well.
And this is off of his debut studio album.
That's correct. People think it started with Off the Wall, but it actually started in 1972 with this record. So they were kind of putting him out in front at a very early age without his brothers, which, you know, I always wonder, how did that sit with Michael, being by yourself without your support group, and, you know, still executed very well and got to shine?
All right. Well, next we are going to get into my time of life, which is the 80s, and 1982. This is one that I just, you know, it has taken on a new meaning since he died, it feels like. I realize how great this song is. This is from Thriller. This is Human Nature. Reaching out, touch a stranger. Electric eyes are everywhere. See that girl. She knows I'm watching. She likes the way. Say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why do they do it that way? If they say why, tell them that.
Hey, can I ask you a question, Jeremy?
Yes.
Definitely. But you said something that struck me. You said that this song has taken on a new meaning. What is that meaning to you? I'm curious.
It's taken on a new meaning because I didn't realize how high up on the list of Michael Jackson songs this was for me until after he died. And I went and I, you know, got onto Pandora and Spotify and I started downloading all of his songs and just listening to Michael Jackson after he died. And I realized that this was one of my favorites and it hadn't been before.
And that's why I asked you that question. Same with me. The night he passed, it was a Thursday. During the day, and I had a DJ that night, and of course I played a lot of Michael, but I drove home. I took the long way home, and I put this song on repeat because there was something about the vibe, and it took on a new meaning for me that night. And also I want to point out that this song exemplifies the legacy of Michael Jackson. It's produced by Quincy Jones, but sampled by, you know, a lot of R&B stars like SWV. Miles Davis covered this song. John Mayer covered this song, and it shows that Michael didn't just appeal to little kids in the neighborhood, but he appealed to gang members in L.A. when he shot Thriller. He appealed to dancers, to so many different communities, and that's something that's really hard to do these days.
Well, and in the film This Is It, which looks at the performance that he was trying to put together right before he died, he sings this, and they play most of it, and you see how he accents certain parts of the song. You start to notice things about it that you don't when you listen to the album version of it.
That's a great point. In that movie, you get to see Michael craft his performance to the song. I remember when this came out on HBO, he did a live performance of this song and he incorporated the popping, the breaking. But, you know, later down the line, he incorporates different dance movements. So you really get to see firsthand how Michael, he strived for perfection and never stopped. With a song like this, he still continued to attempt to perfect.
And this was from Thriller, which, by the way, became the best-selling album of all time, selling tens of millions of copies around the world. How important was Thriller from a musical and cultural standpoint?
Oh, man. Cultural standpoint, I can tell you this, that it was what he did with videos was so unique. Also, I think folks tend to forget, but MTV at that time wasn't really playing a lot of videos from African Americans. You know, culturally speaking, he had to break down barriers with Thriller, and he did it in a way that moved us as listeners in a way where we're talking in 2017 about how that one song impacted us.
Let's get to the next one, which brings us to the 1990s. This is Remember the Time off of Dangerous. Do you Just a great dance beat there. This is from 1991.
Well, that's the New Jack Swing, produced by Teddy Riley, by the way, who is the father of the New Jack Swing. And you can kind of hear that in Remember the Time. There's a little swing in there. And also, how can we forget the iconic video with Eddie Murphy, Iman,
right,
and Magic Johnson? And also, when Michael put out a song, an album, or a video, it was an experience. I remember watching The Simpsons, and you had to watch after for the world premiere of this video. It was such a great time, 1991, man.
Yeah, that was a good time. Back when we had 29 channels, and that was it.
Exactly. So yeah, Michael had an experience with this. And in the whole routine, you remember the dance routine, which when I play this song, everybody loves to do the routine in the club, which is kind of cool.
Well, and his music brought so much joy to people, many of them on the dance floor. But he did have a lot of struggles. And in 2009, at the age of 50, he died suddenly. His doctor was convicted of involuntary manslaughter for administering too much of a medication that Jackson took to sleep. But Michael Jackson had been in the midst of a comeback. What are your thoughts 8 years later about the legacy of Michael Jackson?
Nobody comes close. And we're seeing his influence, his legacy live on through Usher, Justin Timberlake, even rappers, which I love, is that he's influenced so many different people. He's reminded us to love the world, to love ourselves, to that change begins with ourselves. And so he was able to convey these important messages while also entertaining us, while watching him become a wolf, while watching him dance with the Egyptians. You know, he was a storyteller and he was an entertainer, but most importantly, he reminded us that self-value and love for one another is very important, and I think that's something to carry with us today.
That's Anthony Valadez of KCRW speaking with us about Michael Jackson. Anthony, the one thing I'm sad about is you didn't play Rock With You, which I think is another one of his great songs, but there are so many we could name.
I was going for deep cuts. Plus, a little interesting fact, I won my 9th grade talent competition in junior high dancing to Michael Jackson. I did a routine. So, yeah. Well, thought we'd end on that note.
We'll put the video at our website, hereandnow.org. Anthony, thanks as always.
Please don't, and thanks.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. Just go to Spotify, search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.